Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Desire and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for downloading today.
It's a special, special podcast edition today, though, isn't it, Ellie?
It is. This is the most jam-packed our studio has ever been because we are joined by the kids from Ardmona Primary School. Say hi, kids!
Hi!
We love Ardmona.
You love Ardmona? We love Ardmona,
it's
too.
It's
a
school.
It is. It looks fun because guess what, guys? You got to come into a radio station for a tour today.
Yeah,
exactly. Have you learned anything from being in the studio with us? What have you learned?
Yes. I want to be here.
I've learned that Ellie's better.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ellie's better.
Hang on. Ellie just paid you $50 to say that. Yep. I'm going to pay you guys nothing to say who your favourite is. On the count of three, who's your favourite?
Ellie's better than Josiah.
I think 99% Josiah in there, I reckon.
This whole visit has been a real boost.
It's 99.9.
Yeah, 99.9% Josiah fans in this studio.
Yeah, it's been a real boost for the self-esteem for both of us, I think. It's been great having you in here, kids. Today on the catch-up, do you want to read what we've got coming up? Why don't you read out this one?
What's the best TV show of all time?
Good job. We are talking about that on today's show.
Oh, what about this one? Didn't I read that one?
What record do you have?
Yeah, well done. That's because guess what? Anyone in here 9 years old?
Yeah. I'm older.
A few people are nine. When I was 9 years old, I broke a record and I found out yesterday at school, it's still the record.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it in the podcast today. And my dad comes on the show as well, guys. Yeah, he's like me, but a lot more handsome.
There you go. A lot of good things to come. One more time, thanks to the kids from Ardmona Primary School for joining us this morning. Give us a yell, guys.
Yeah!
Ardmona's the best.
Enjoy the catch-up. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Josiah's better.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Oh, no.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, do solve life's biggest mysteries in this segment. In the past, why do old women have bobs? That was a big one.
Mm.
Why is the letter W when it has two Vs? We worked that one out as well.
That was the most interesting one you've done. The rest,
Well, today I'm going to step it up another level. You ready for this one?
All right, yep.
Why do people press harder on a remote control when they know that the batteries are already dead?
Because sometimes it works sometimes.
Why is that though, Ellie? That's not solving the mystery.
Because maybe if the batteries are weaker, then they don't have as much power to get to the end of the button. And so you have to push right down to the bottom of the button and then that's how you get it.
All right, Game of Thrones was on this week. It was the biggest thing that everyone was talking to, right? You're sitting down there, you're watching the finale. The oven goes off for dinner.
Ding, ding.
You need to pause the TV, but your remote control dies. What do?
You press it harder.
You keep pressing it harder.
Or you go up to the TV set and you do it manually.
And you're getting very frustrated now because you don't know whether to attend to your burning dinner or to see if someone's getting their head chopped off. How's this?
Yeah.
I spoke to a chemist teacher yesterday.
Okay.
And got this in writing and did some research on the internet.
Okay.
If you open up your remote control.
Yep.
The contacts in the remote control have interlocking W shapes on the circuit board.
You're getting very technical.
It's not that hard. There's just W shapes on a circuit board in your remote.
What's a circuit? Okay, yep,
the technical stuff on the inside of the remote. It's not that hard.
Calm down. Let's not get aggressive, scientist Sharla.
On the circuit board, there's buttons, obviously.
Yeah.
Which are carbon-infused rubber. That's what you press, right? When you press on the button, it works by the carbon in the rubber. It allows the voltage across those W shapes. That's how a remote works. Simple stuff. Low battery means lower voltage. Lower voltage means it cannot flow as easily across the gap. So when you press harder, more carbon goes into that rubber buttons, which means it goes close to the contacts, which allows the lower voltage, which requires the button to function.
So I was right.
Well, essentially,
it's not the signal's not as strong enough, so you got to get to the right to the bottom.
Exactly right.
Am I the smartest woman alive?
Yeah, but that's simple math. So the harder you press, it sends more voltages, even if it's low, through the rubber. And through, that's why they have rubber buttons, not just metal buttons, not just press it yourself.
Well, then you'd get electrocuted.
Well, who cares about that?
Me, you know my fear of electrocution.
Yeah, you deserve it anyway. So Whoa. If you have a remote control and you can't be bothered getting up for dinner today, Goblin Valley, press those buttons harder. The voltage will get through and you'll be able to flick it over to something better than Game of Thrones. Life solved.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know I like to boast on this show a lot, Ellie.
No, really? What? That's
and
bizarre.
I'm very proud of this one. I received a Snapchat off my dad yesterday, who was a teacher at the school I used to go to.
Oh, could you not get into any others? Did he have to pull some strings for you?
Yeah, got kicked out of a few to end up at the one I went to. Thanks yep. for slipping me into that school, Dad.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'll pay you later. The 400 metres. I was an all right athlete back in the day. Like mm-hmm. I said before, the nickname was Usain Sharla.
No, well, Usain Bolt wasn't a thing when you're in school because you're very old. So I found that hard to believe.
20 years to the day yesterday, I was in the under nines 400 metre race.
Yeah.
I was running down that track like I've never ran before. Barefoot Bandit, they used to call me.
Oh, God. Yeah. I feel like I'm there.
As I came around that final straight, I caught a bit of wind.
What event was this?
400 metres.
400 metres, yeah. Okay.
Not out my butt, like actual wind behind me. And I broke the record. A minute 13, I did 400 metres as a 9-year-old.
Oh, hello, Kathy Freeman. Welcome to the show.
Get the Snapchat off my dad. The yep. record still hasn't been broken to this day, guys. 20 years later, I hold the longest record in school history at Northern Beaches Christian School. But apparently there's more news to it
yeah.
than just that. So I thought I'd get Dad on the show now. Good morning, Skender.
Hello, how are you?
Morning, Skender. You've raised Hello, a real man with a real big head, is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, yes. Well, listen, I've got some news, actually.
It better be good news, Dad, or otherwise I'll hang up on you.
No, well, there's good and bad news.
Mm-hmm.
You want the bad news first?
Yeah, go the bad
yes,
news.
Yes, please.
Well, the good thing is, look, your record is 113.8, and the reason why you wore bare feet is we couldn't afford shoes. apart from that, well, I found out the reason why you still got the record, and that is in New South Wales, in our carnivals event, they've actually canned the 400-metre event.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Yep.
So no one will ever beat it.
No one. Well, that's the good news.
So the history.
No one will ever beat his 400-metre. It'll always be on the back of our program at MBCS school.
So for the eternity of the existence of Earth, Josiah will forever hold the under-9s 400-metre record.
Absolutely, unless they bring it back in, which actually could happen.
No, nah, don't say that, Dad. Don't worry about that.
The 400 metres is like the biggest event at the Olympics.
Nah,
literally.
They've cancelled it. I am a hero. Hero, Dad. You raised an athlete. You should be very proud of the son you've raised, Dad.
Kathy Freeman is a hero. You're not a hero. Under nine.
Kathy
Can you even
Freeman,
walk at the age
Usain
of nine?
Bolt, they took.
Jay?
Yeah?
Jay, you remember our motto, don't you?
What was that one again?
We don't celebrate mediocrity in our family.
Yeah, that's it. We've all got big heads because we're proud of who we are.
Oh, God. Skender, you've raised a monster.
I have.
And that's why, Dad, I work on the number one radio show in the Goulburn Valley as well.
Absolutely. I love your parody.
Thank you. Thanks for
Skender.
Coming on the show, Dad.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
Goulburn Valley, get involved. Surely there's a record out there that you still hold as well. It might not be 20 years. You might not be as good as me, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But is there a record that you still hold that's out there today?
Yeah, 13, 12, 16, we want your stories. Cool. Well, I want to boast then. When I was in year 12, I was on the SRC, like the Student Representative Council, because I was house captain.
Is that something private schools do?
No, whatever. Anyway, we decided we wanted to break a world record. And so we broke the world record for the longest chain of socks. We got all the kids in the school to bring in old socks and we then tied them together, which took forever. And we eventually sent all the socks off to charities in India and whatnot. But we did it. We broke the world record.
So
but
you're
then,
in the actual Guinness World Records?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday and I went online to look. Turns out that we never submitted it to the Guinness Book of World Records because you had to pay to get in to the actual book. So we broke the record, but the school didn't want to pay the prize to get into the book, and so we never did.
Sounds like our work here if we tried something.
Yeah, exactly. But 13, 12, 16, we want to know the records that you still hold. Let's go to Craig in Maroopna. Craig, have you broken a record, bud?
I was part of the first music, biggest music video in Australian history,
Hang on. Let's go back a couple of steps. What for? What band were you in?
I wasn't in it. I was in the clip, yeah. They were playing in Bourke Street. They happened to be on the back of a truck. Does that have any hints?
Who was it? Not in excess or something?
The Beatles?
AC/DC.
Wow. Oh. Who were you in the background?
You were the sexy girl shaking your booty, weren't you, Craig?
Yeah, I was a little kid that every time I see it, I cringe. I had a pink shirt. I had a bad hair day. Wasn't a real good thing to wag that day in the city and decide to put your head all over the media.
Yeah, good point. Never is.
And so what was the actual record that you broke before being in that film clip?
Oh, that's the first hit, isn't it, in Australian history on video?
I see. Yeah, and that cannot be broken because there'll never be another first, will there, Craig?
Nah, there won't be.
What song was it, just out of interest, in the AC/DC one?
A Long Way to the Top.
Oh, good one. Good one, good one. All right. Cool. Thanks, Craig.
Should have heard that echoing through the city. That was off its head. You've got no idea. You could hear it from about four blocks away.
Oh, and Bourke Street as well would have gone throughout the whole city, like you said.
I was running down Bourke Street working out, where the hell's this noise coming? You ask anyone. You look at all the people on the video. Yeah, they're all shell-shocked because the volume was just off its head.
That is awesome.
It was off its head.
Thanks for your call, Craig.
Ciao.
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
A study's been released by comparethemarket.com. You know that insurance
website? Oh, my favourite, yeah. I'm on them every day.
Yeah, no, I just know it from the ads, that little meerkat thing.
Oh, is that Compare the Market?
Yeah, Compare to Meerkat.
You did that way too well.
Thanks so much. I'm a real fan.
Quick anyway. Fun fact before you get into your story. Meerkat, my second favourite animal in the world.
No one cares. Time to get into the story. So this study they've done has basically come up with the thesis that being single is more expensive than being in a relationship. And they're putting this down to the fact that when you're in a relationship, you share costs for a lot of things. So health insurance is much cheaper if you bundle it with another person's. Travel insurance, the same deal. Renting and buying a house. And because you can split it with someone else, they're saying that it's a lot cheaper to live.
So what do you think? Do you agree with Compare the Market and the Meerkat, or do you live by your own rules, Eleni? Eleni. I was meant to say Eleanor Rose Cheney, but you can be Eleni for today. There's a new name for you.
Cool. And also something else to put in Screw Up Fridays. Back tomorrow, by the way. Hey, I reckon that I'm in a unique situation in that I'm in a relationship, but I'm also in a long distance relationship. So I don't live with my partner. We don't share health insurance. We don't do any of that because we're not in the same place. So I reckon being in a relationship is much more expensive because when I do see him, I am going on dates all the time.
Yeah, but that's such
flying.
A rare situation.
Okay, I know, but just genuinely, like I've lived with boyfriends in the past and I find my grocery bills so much more expensive.
Yeah, but
your everyday cost of living goes up when you're catering for someone else.
No way, because that's when if you've got a good relationship, which you haven't in the past, let's be honest, you split everything 50-50. Or if he's a good boyfriend and he's the breadwinner in the family, he'll pay a bit extra.
Hey, the women can be the breadwinner in the family
if they
too,
are,
buddy.
Then they can pay a bit extra. Otherwise, split it down the middle if you want to be politically
but
correct,
then,
50-50.
If you're the breadwinner, then it's more expensive for you to be in that relationship because you're giving away your money. If you're single, all you have to do is take care of yourself. And with me personally, like I, for dinner, will have turkey mince and eggs on toast if I have to. You know, to save money.
Well, you're right. When I'm single man, it's baked beans on toast for brekkie every single day. However, I've got a mate, Ash, who when he was single, did okay, didn't really do amazing. But then when he met his missus, what they did is they knew they were going to marry each other and then used his salary to pay for all their everyday living expenses. So together ended up being that much cheaper because he couldn't buy a house on his own. But then when he was with her, he had the luxury to do that because they had double the salary, which means you can live a more luxurious life.
Yeah, but you could still do that. If you're only paying for yourself, you could put away half of your salary and half towards the savings to then be able to buy a house.
But say I'm on 80K a year, one day, please God, listen to my cries, right? And my partner's also on 80 grand.
Yeah.
When you put that together, that's 160 between two rather than, you know what I mean? You can be a lot more efficient with that money.
Yeah, but you've got to look after two people. If someone breaks their leg and has to go to hospital, you have to pay for that. You know, it's your money going towards someone else.
Let's be honest, the only relationship with breaking legs is going to be yours.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, my boyfriend earns way more money than I do, so I just make him pay for
that's
stuff.
Right. I forgot, and your family over in Perth, you hook up with your siblings as well.
Okay, no, we do not. Someone's just called through. Oh, hello, you're live on the radio. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, hey. Hello. What's your name? No, they don't.
She's an Alpha Bucks leftover caller, I'd say.
How embarrassing. Oh, what a way to end that talk.
Well, I can't guarantee she would have sided with me anyway.
Nah,
so.
Being single is the way to go.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this because I feel like I'm 27 years old. I've been driving for 10 years now and I should know what it means. But something's been happening to me lately and I don't know why. So the last couple of weekends, I've gone on, you know, some country drives. So I've been out, you know, visiting different towns. On the weekend, I went camping down to Eildon. And I've noticed on three separate occasions, I've been driving along on kind of deserted roads. So, you know, it's rare to see a car. But the times that I have seen a car coming, they've flashed me with their high beams. You know, like you flick them.
At night time?
No, during the day. So their lights aren't on, but they've flashed me. And usually, like, I figure it's because there's a cop up ahead or it's because there's something wrong with my car. Neither of this has been the case. That I can tell. There's been no cops and my car seems to be fine. My high beams personally aren't on.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. But I don't know why they're flashing me. So is it a thing? The only thing I can think of is it a thing that they're just saying hello to me?
No chance. Not unless you're coming from a small town, like, for example, down in Arcadia, about 10 minutes south of Kyala.
Yeah.
You're a small community of, you know, 20 houses. So if you're coming in and out, everyone knows each other. So you say hi, but usually you just wave. You don't have to flash them.
Well, that's what I thought, because they are small towns that I'm going through. I was coming back from Rushworth the first time that it happened. And that eight happened twice on the same drive.
Nah, I do that drive all the time. There's never anyone flashing me at all. Are you sure you haven't either A, lost the plot, or B, it's the reflection off their lights? Because sometimes when the sunlight goes off their lights, it can look like, you know, they've flashed you, but it's just in your rear vision or something. It's just like a flash of the sun.
No, I know, because I've had that before. No, it's definitely a flash. Definitely, without a doubt. 13, 12, 16, if you can weigh in on this, because I need your help.
Are you sure there's nothing wrong with your car? Like, you don't have your bonnet hanging off or something like that?
Well, you know me. I'm not the brightest tool in the shed when it comes. Brightest tool in the shed?
That'll do. My first thoughts are you've either got your high beams on, they're telling you to turn them off.
Yeah.
Or there's police, or there's an incident, or there's a dead kangaroo. Something you need to look out for up ahead, and someone's trying to warn you. I can't think of any other reason why people would be flashing you.
So they're definitely not just saying hello.
No way. They'll wave at you if they're saying hello. Not on a street like that, especially that drive to, are you on the Murchison Rushworth Road there?
Yeah.
There's that many cars, you don't flash and say hi to every car.
Well, that's the thing. The second time it happened, I was going through Strathbogie, kind of like around the windy roads. But even then, and then I was like, maybe it's because I should be driving with my lights on. Is that a thing? And so I put my lights on, but then no one else had their lights on and they weren't getting flashed. What is wrong with me? Why are people flashing me?
Maybe, just maybe.
Yeah.
They get really excited because they know it's Ellie from the radio.
Do you know what? You're right. If you've seen a black Holden Trax driving along with me behind the wheel and you flash me, I get it now.
The kangaroo hanging out. Because people are trying to tell you there's a dead kangaroo hanging off your bonnet.
And I'm just like, oh God, the fans, they just won't leave me alone.
Keep breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, we got into a bit of an argument yesterday on the show. I've been mentioning a lot. Game of Thrones obviously is the biggest talking point of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said how overrated it is. Not just this series, the whole show itself. Don't get me wrong, it's a great show.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best. There's a lot of better TV shows out there. And then we were having this discussion in the office yesterday. Mm. A lot of people disagree with me.
Yeah, I know. There were a lot of votes for Game of Thrones when we said, all right, what's the best TV show of all time? People arced up. And then I said, nah, do you know what? Friends. I would watch Friends. I still watch Friends to fall asleep every night. And it's 20 years old now since it first started. Like, that is a classic. Everyone loves except for you, and that makes me mad.
Well, I've never seen an episode. I refuse to because I have no interest in it besides looking at Jennifer Aniston. Besides her, I don't care for Friends.
It's the best show ever. It's still, like, I was lying in bed last night falling asleep to it, and I still laughed, and I've seen the episodes 10 times each.
You can't compare Friends to some of the amazing shows that are out there. So we put it out on social media, on HitGV on Instagram, Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook, put up a little meme saying what's the best TV show of all time, and you guys get involved right now. Some of the comments is going nuts at the moment.
It really is. Do you know what? There are 80 comments on Facebook at the moment. Only one person has written Game of Thrones. And guess how many have written Friends?
Like zero.
Four people.
Friends, it's not great. Like, look at the production that goes into something like Game of Thrones. I'd say that's better. I've got a couple of options here.
Okay.
My favorite series of all time would have to be either Vikings, in terms of medieval, makes Game of Thrones look like a little girl sport.
Well, it's got our very own Travis Fimmel in it from Echuca. So, I mean, you got to love that. I personally haven't watched it.
He's in the first few series. Do yourself a favor. It's such a good series. Or
does he die?
I won't reveal it if you don't want to, although it happened like a few years ago. So, yeah, of course he did. Or Breaking Bad has to be one of the best series of all. Have you seen it?
Nah.
Exactly.
Oh, actually, no. Do you know what? I did. I watched it. Do you know what I love has come up a lot in the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook comments? Because it's one of my favourite shows of all time. Blue Heelers.
No way.
My boys in blue made the cut. A lot of people opting for Australian dramas as the best. There's a lot of All Saints in here, a lot of McLeod daughters. But really, you just can't beat Blue Heelers.
No, I'm sorry. Fan of Australians and what we put out there. There is no such thing as any Aussie drama that comes close to some of the productions that are put in Hollywood.
Oh, come off it. You never obviously went to Mount Thomas with Senior Sergeant Tom Croydon.
Okay, would I rather watch Breaking Bad or Home and Away? Let me have a think there. I don't really know, to be honest.
I've definitely watched a lot more episodes of Home and Away than I have Breaking Bad.
I'll tell you what I do love.
Yeah.
Kid, it's more down the kids' angle. This kind of describes my childhood.
Yeah.
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh. You know what? Not surprised one bit.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, Josiah, I'm a little bit angry.
I get angry, but I don't let the anger get me.
As we know, last Saturday was our federal election. The Liberal coalition government was voted in. ScoMo's in power once again. And people aren't happy about it. Overall, you know, they weren't the favourites to win. Everyone thought Labor was going to take it out. So people have been pretty disgruntled by the result.
Turns out they are the favourites to win because they got elected, which means more people actually did want them in that didn't.
Exactly. And so on the whole, there's been like a bit of a flurry on social media. People have been saying like, oh, I'm going to move to New Zealand. The amount of people, apparently reports are stating, that are researching moving to New Zealand and getting in touch with New Zealand authorities to discuss immigration, which I'm pretty sure is super easy to do between here and New Zealand.
Yeah, you don't need a passport.
Yeah, exactly.
It's basically like being the same country. Yeah, be my guest. Exactly. If that's what you want to do, get out of our beautiful country.
Well, that's the thing, right? All this anger and resentment about the new government, ultimately, yes, they have different policies. Yes, you know, each party stands for different things and whatnot. But on the whole, Australia as a country is still running. You know, we were going to run either way. No one's dying, you know?
You wake up the next day.
Yeah.
And then you wake up the next day after that.
Exactly.
Different government, you're still waking up.
Exactly. And you know what? In 3 years, we'll have another election and maybe the person that you wanted to get in will get in then. But that's a little bit different to what's going on in Indonesia at the moment. They've also been going through a federal election. It was actually back in April, but the results have only recently been announced, I think. And presidential election has led to riots in the street.
So what, they're not happy because old mate got re-elected? Is that why they're rioting?
Yeah, so everyone who was supporting the other dude, who's a former military dude, has basically said that we're not happy with the result. They think that there was fraud involved in the election and that Joko Widodo, who was the former president, he's been re-elected.
Best name of any leader in the world.
Legendary name. They're saying that he's not an honest leader and they don't want him in power. And as a result, they've had to shut down the main parts of Jakarta, which is the capital. So many people live in Jakarta, and they're throwing protests and riots on the street where they're burning vehicles and they're attacking police officers. And as a result, 6 people have died.
How's Bali going?
I don't know, actually.
That's why I've never been to Bali and refused to.
I don't think there's protests in Bali.
Terrible place. Anything close to Indonesia, why bother?
I love Bali. I love Indonesia. It's a beautiful country. Yeah. And just so you know, they've got 250 million people. So if they wanted to take over Australia, they could. Just keep that in mind. Anyway, I just wanted to point out, it's not that bad here. People who are up in arms about our election results and saying, I'm going to leave, I'm going to go to New Zealand. Think of the people in Indonesia, because they are literally dying. 6 people have died from these protests over the election results. And you can't leave your house because you're in fear of, you know, your car being burnt down or whatnot. So Australia, pull your head in. The country's going on. Yes, you might not be happy with the result, but ultimately, you're fine.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Goulburn Valley, I just want to paint a behind-the-scenes picture here on the Josiah and Ellie show. Ellie went to the toilet during that song and I followed her in, not into the girls' toilets.
No one needs to know this.
Well, as you
about behind the scenes.
Oh, I need. We both needed to go to the toilet at the same time. Different toilets.
To do number ones.
Girls.
Wait, which one's one?
One's the wee.
Okay, yeah.
Ellie walks out of the bathroom and she's waddling. I'm a bit concerned. So you know what a concerned friend does? Pulls out Snapchat and starts filming her.
I've just seen the Snapchat he sent to God knows how many people.
What's wrong with you? Why are you waddling? Because when you walk out the bathroom waddling, my mind goes straight to a bad place, and that's called number twos.
Well, little do you know, Josiah, because you don't often take note of anything that's going on in my life, but I've been waddling all morning.
What's wrong? Did you need to snap one off or something? Or?
No, I rolled my ankle last night at F45. It was so embarrassing. I was on the little ladder thing, which is on the ground. I have to jump in and out, and I went to go out, and my ankle just went like in. And then I fell on the ground and I was lying there clutching my leg.
So wait, F45 goes for 45 minutes, yeah. Right? So how long into the sesh did this happen?
About 20 minutes in.
Oh, and what, did you continue the rest of the sesh?
No, I couldn't. I can't barely walk on it this morning.
So what's, have you gone to the hospital? Is it fractured, broken?
No, it's
fine.
It's, you know what? I can put weight on it. It's fine. But it's just when I twist it in awkward directions. Like last night, this morning I was putting my jeans on and I twisted it and I was like, ah!
I want to have sympathy for you, but I watched a dude in my soccer team roll his ankle on the weekend and the bone popped the skin. So when I see that on the Sunday and then you're having a cry because you accidentally...
I haven't had a cry. I've barely mentioned it all morning. You're the one who brings up me waddling.
Well, you've been walking fine. It just happens to be as you walk out of the bathroom, all of a sudden there's a weird waddle and I think I'm going to bring up on air why you go waddling out of the bathroom. People have the right to know.
No one has the right to know what goes on in the bathroom when I'm in there. I will tell you that now.
P.S. It smells in here.
No. Girls, don't do that. Can we wrap up this show now, please?
No, I don't want to go home. I've got no friends or family or anything. I just want to stay here and talk into this golden microphone all day.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.